Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast. My name is Erin Albert. In this podcast, we explore the intersection between education and entertainment. Stay tuned for another episode coming up next. Hey everybody, it's Erin Albert. It is Monday, January 24th, 2022. Today we are on tip number 16 for the 22 ways to have an amazing new year in 2022. Next up, tip number 16. Today's podcast episode is sponsored by Farm LLC. We have a certifications, professional designations for healthcare professionals and pharmacists now available for 2022 and 2023. Head on over to payhip.com/farm, PHARM LLC for more information. Okay, and we're back for our last full week of this mini-series. I hope you've been finding it fun and edutaining. Pardon the pun. Anyway, today is tip number 16, and I want to focus on something that I think is super important for any professional, not just in my realm of healthcare, but what are your goals for education in the new year for you? So education is always one of those buckets that I look at for my own development, my goals for the new year. So I wanted to take an episode to kind of walk you through some of the things that I think through when it comes to my own education for the new year. Because if you're not learning, you're dying, basically. You have to keep moving forward and we have to keep learning to develop ourselves professionally and stay relevant. So today we're going to focus on education. And so I'm going to run you through a lot of different ways you can get educated. We actually did talk about one of the ways on the previous episode about putting the Google plugin on your library extension. That was back in episode 11 last week. So check that one out if you are really into reading books and or your goal for learning in the new year is via reading books. But there's other ways to learn too. And so today I kind of want to walk through some of those different options, everything from free to paid services for education online. I'm going to give you some portal ideas there. I'm going to walk you through different levels of education, less formally than higher education, returning to the hallowed halls of a university or a college for formal education. So we're going to talk about things like certificates, certifications, board certifications, professional designations. So let's rewind again and talk about all the ways that you can learn. And it really starts with figuring out how you best learn. And actually, there's tools out there, there's self-assessments that you can take on Google about the best way that you learn. For example, I am a visual learner and I'm an auditory learner and a kinesthetic learner, meaning that if I can put a rhythm around it, I tend to do very well. And that also means having tangible examples by which that I can operate in the universe to apply that knowledge. I'm going to retain it longer. So, first and foremost, figure out how you best learn. And I know we all, you know, had formal education either in grade school, middle school, high school. Some of us who are lucky enough to go to college, graduate school, we all kind of learned how to learn in those environments. But I think once you get past the formal education, it's really important to kind of pause and see how you best learn and just take one of those assessments so you can understand the best way that you learn before you plunge into kind of the content that you want to learn for the year. So that being said, if you figure out the ways that you best learn, you want to look in channels that align with those ways that you best learn. So for example, if you're a visual learner, you probably want to use a free platform like YouTube, for example, to learn about a certain topic. There are several online portals now that either have free content or freemium content, where if you participate in the education and you need a certificate or a certification that backs up that you've completed that education, you may have to pay a small fee, but otherwise you can participate in the courses for free. So just a quick Google search, and I'm very familiar with a lot of these sites. Sites like Skillshare, LinkedIn Learning is a good one, although you do have to be a premium member to get access to LinkedIn Learning. Coursera, edX, Khan Academy. I know Khan Academy is a great popular one with college students, particularly suffering through organic chemistry, as an example. MIT OpenCourseWare is another option. They have a lot of great courses. Teachable, and again, YouTube, as I mentioned, believe it or not, is a great place to learn. Now, let's say you love content of books, but you can't sit still long enough to read a book. In that case, audiobooks and podcasts like this are a great way for you to learn if you're an auditory learner. So there's just so many different ways out there to learn. I think it's important for you to find a way by which you best learn and then match it up based upon the skill set that you want to acquire and then all the different ways by which you can learn it, if that makes sense. So next up, we want to talk about what type of education you would like to have in the new year. So I've talked a lot about, at least in the realm of healthcare and pharmacy, the difference between certificates, certifications, board certifications, and professional designations. I'll be sure to link in show notes some of the older publications that I've written and or discussed the differences of these to you and for you, so you can go back and review them if you like. Really briefly, certificates are kind of dipping your toe into the pool, so to speak, for a topic. Certifications, there's usually more content, richer content. You're going down the rabbit hole a little further. You probably have an exam, a high stakes exam and or an oral exam to show or demonstrate that you've learned the content. Board certifications are kind of the highest level of informal education, at least in pharmacy and healthcare, where you have to study for an exam, take an exam, and then become re-examined or continue education in a certain niche for a board certification over a certain period of time to retain that board certification. And then last but not least, professional designations. Those are your things like becoming a fellow of an association because you've been around there and you've served them for 20 years or more, for example. A lot of associations have a application process by which you can become professionally designated as a fellow or a diplomat or whatever the case may be. Now, all of these are a little bit different, and it really kind of depends on where you are in your career, what topics you want to learn more about, what you're doing at your day job, what you want to do at your day job, and kind of moving forward, how much you want to show the universe that you have mastered that particular content or subject matter. So today's actual sponsor, in full disclosure of this podcast, is a list that I put together through my company, Farm, on certificates, certifications, and professional designations for healthcare and pharmacy professionals. And I'll tell you from that experience of putting and cultivating that and curating that list over the past several years, the number of certificates and certifications in healthcare alone has exploded, that we're starting to reach almost 500 different certificates, certifications, professional designations, etc. on that list alone. So I know this is a very popular way by which you can demonstrate mastery or even proficiency in a certain area without formally returning to an academic institution to advance your education. And if we're being fully honest and transparent right now, you know, there's a lot of pushback out there in the space about, especially employers, about whether or not people even need college degrees anymore. Now, I'm not going to get into that debate today, but just suffice it to say that I am refreshed by the fact that there are other ways to demonstrate proficiency or mastery in a topic without having to return to a high-cost master's or doctoral degree at a university. Now, I'm not discounting those by any means either. So maybe formal education, this is your year to return to the hallowed halls and get more formal education. And that's certainly something that you could consider for the new year as well. Is that a master's degree? Is that a doctorate degree? Is that a bachelor's in something completely different that you think would benefit from your current employer situation? I know a lot of people, for example, in IT, go back and get a master's or even a bachelor's in data security or cybersecurity, for example. And that dovetails very nicely into not only their current role, but also what they want to do in the future. Maybe they want to be a chief privacy officer, for example, in terms of data and IT. So it's really just kind of important to think about, you know, the dreaded where do you want to be 5 years from now question, and then reverse engineer or even just think about areas that you've been really curious about over the past year, but you haven't really dedicated a lot of time yet to learning about those. For me, of course, you know, in my day job, I'm in pharmacy benefits, so I'm always trying to learn more about medical and pharmacy benefits and insurance for healthcare and commercial space. Kind of as a personal passion and as a social media nerd, one of the areas that I'm really fascinated by and I'm going to try to learn more about in this coming year is the metaverse. You know, Web 3.0, what does that look like? And how could healthcare and pharmacy tie into that? So even if you just only identify topics of interest and write those down and then try to study and follow those over the course of the year and curate that content, that in and of itself will help you become more well-versed in a particular area of interest for you. So that's the whole range. I think everything from, you know, being able to check more books out of the library to finding those subject matter experts and listening to podcasts or listening to audiobooks, all the way through to taking online courses, some of which are free, some of which you may have to pay for, all the way through to certificates, certifications, demonstrating your proficiency or mastery in a particular topic, and then last but not least, going back to school. So I hope that helps. I'll be back again tomorrow with another tip. Take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Edutainer, Season 6. I'm Erin Albert. You can follow me over at LinkedIn, or you can find me at my website, erinalbert.com. Or, of course, I'm always listening over at Twitter, at Erin L. Albert. Or you can find me on the gram, at Erin Albert. Also, if you love and want to support this podcast, please go over to patreon.com/theedutainer. You can sign up as a super fan and get my behind-the-counter blog, supplemental materials from the Edutainer podcast, all the way through to my own op-eds on different topics within healthcare, pharmacy practice, education, entertainment. If you truly want the behind-the-curtain scenes on more content around this tiny little slice of podcasting in the universe, head on over to patreon.com/theedutainer. And thanks in advance for supporting.